This is the SML Podcast.
You really got to just be recording like all of this.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to.
But you have to.
But
so
I don't want to.
So we have shit beforehand that we don't have to be like, okay, now we're recording. Say something funny. Anyway, what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
And special guest via telephono call, because he doesn't know how to get a proper ride back from PAX, is Tim.
Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
That's fantastic.
So have you been, Timothy?
I'm glad to be here. I'm walking up the street with a pizza right now.
Do you have the pizza in hand, or are you just, like, getting the pizza?
No, I just got the pizza. I got a small Domino's.
Pizza dinner confirmed 2013.
Pizza delivery guy connect 2013 edition confirmed.
HD remix. Savecontinue.com.
Oh, my God. It's a gearbox panel attack. Randy Pitchford's like, no, we're not announcing Borderlands 3, so, you know, calm down. And somebody in the audience goes, Borderlands 3 is not coming out yet. Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God.
I really wish that joke would get old, because I'm sick of hearing it. But then someone comes out with a really great way to implement it again, and then I'm like, damn it, that was good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, there's some, every now and then it happens.
So, Tim, how was PAX? Is your U-Haul still en route with all the swag that you picked up?
Swag?
No, I actually gave up on swag after Friday, after I got so over-encumbered I couldn't carry the shit anymore. So
he's a little guy. Like,
is it like Fallout day, I mean, where you just had too many like dice on you? You had to select one to drop, and then you could jump again?
I had two huge fucking bags that I consolidated all the garbage that was in them down to one overstuffed bag. A-Rival's going to send back to me.
Oh, God.
Oh, my Lord.
Because I couldn't take it on the plane. It was too much.
Make sure that he, like, really stuffs everything into a flat-rate shipping box.
Yeah.
Just I don't know I think that there's more there than a flat-rate shipping box. Yeah. I have six Black Ops 2 Turtle Beach earbud sets, which I'm actually using right now to talk to you. I got seven copies of Red Orchestra 2 for the PC.
Nice!
Of what game?
Red Orchestra 2. It's a good World War II shooter. It's really fun online.
Online.
I got six... I got three Black... Three Watch Dogs shirts, three Assassin's Creed Black Flag shirts, small, medium, large of each, which I figure I could give them away too.
Fitting.
I get it.
Yellow.
Six or seven of the PAX Prime Cards Against Humanity packs.
Nice.
Yes!
Lots of stuff.
I'm excited.
I got some of the dice. The Borderlands dice were hard to get. But Joe, you wanted one of those, right?
Yeah, if you could.
Yeah, I got two blue and a red.
Nice.
So I figure I'll give you a blue and a red since you're a collector.
Jazzy.
I think Kurt might have wanted one of the dice, so I'll give him the last one.
You're missing something very, very important that I didn't hear about yet. Fantasia hat.
Kyle got them. I could not get them.
You'll have to bring Kyle.
They put them out in timed waves, and I just couldn't get there in time for it. But I know Kyle got a lot of them. He got a bunch of swag. He got way more swag than I did.
Winner.
It was rough for me to get some stuff over the weekend because it was just a clusterfuck of me trying to get places and do things. However, I did get the best swag of them all.
I'm ready.
Flashlight.
A flashlight, you're right. Now, I'm going to check my map, make sure I'm walking the right direction here. I was at the Inafune panel.
Uh-huh.
So, Huber, I think I told Joe about this, right? I called you and told you about
it. Oh, yeah, you did.
So, this is probably the biggest news story of the week as well. So that KJ Inafune, the creator of Mega Man, launched a Kickstarter from his new company for his new game called Mighty Number 9. He announced this at the panel that was about him and like his life as a developer. You know, talking about how influential his games and his legacy is and stuff. So then they go like, well, we have something to show you. And they pulled this trailer, and it's the announcement for Mighty Number 9, which is a complete spiritual successor to Mega Man. Looks exactly like Mega Man, but all HD, new mechanics. But, I mean, the soul of it is still there. And the art design is still there.
Oh, my God, yeah. And the design is there, and the music is there, and the visuals are there.
But you just can't say...
It's Mega Man.
You can't say that. Yeah, Joe, you can't say that.
And the fan outpouring for it has been incredible. Like before they launched the Kickstarter in the room, we counted down from 9 to launch it, and which I have a video of, I think. And they... before I left the room, it had like $4,000 to $7,000 already on it.
Oh my God!
I know it's like over $1.5 million already.
Oh my God!
Yeah, but I checked earlier; it's at $1.6 million.
That's ridiculous.
It is banana for sure.
That puts Hex to shame.
What was bananas is they said, "Well, we have a present for everybody that came to join us today too," and the guy from DDM, the investment house, also the voice of Phoenix Wright was his translator, and Inafune both start unbuttoning their shirts, and they reveal they're wearing these blue shirts with Mighty Number 9 art on it, and they have numbers on them. And they said, everybody in this room is going to get a shirt that's individually numbered. And in the bag with the shirt is a code, so that when Mighty Number 9 comes out, you get to plug in the code, and you're in-game robot will be your number.
Nice.
Only the people at the panel got this.
So what number are you?
The people that were a part of the panel are a part of that game now forever.
What number were you?
867.
5309. I can't believe you really have 867. That's retarded.
Yeah, it's awesome, actually. I'm, like, really excited about it.
If you don't name your character Jenny, that's really sad.
Yeah, that is really sad, actually.
Well, did you heard what the new robot names are?
No.
No, but I've seen some of the art, and I'm like, well, that's Cut Man. And then
right? Well, so, in the original Mega Man in Japan, it was Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
And this one, it's Beck and Call.
Nice.
Yeah, and I thought, that's kind of cool. So I'm really excited for that to come out. I'm really happy that was, like, after trying to get to these panels, like, all day and not having a chance to get to some of the ones I wanted to, I finally made it to the Inafune panel, and, like, dude, I, like, almost cried, too, because it was such, like, you can tell that this guy really, really wanted to make a good Mega Man game. That's, like, all he wanted to do. And Capcom was just like, nope, fuck off. So he's like, all right, fuck off.
Yeah, looking at everything that they've put out for this game so far, when you look at like the art and just the way that it's detailed, you can tell that it's pretty much a gigantic finger to Capcom, like to go fuck itself. A like
gigantic middle finger. He just doesn't give a fuck.
YOLO.
Yeah, it pretty much is Mega Man YOLO edition.
Pretty much, yeah. YOLO.
Swag. I mean, like, we'll, I'm sure we'll talk a lot more PAX, when you get back, because,
The Kickstarter.
Oh,
I don't know if the mic is picking me up, because Ashley's putting shit away in the fridge right now.
God damn it!
Is the mic picking me up?
Barely.
I'm reaching over the table! I know the Kickstarter, one of the really high tiers on it, you can actually get, like, the numbered shirts 1 through 9.
Like, all of the shirts?
Well, no, one of those shirts.
Okay.
Yeah, since they only made one of each number on the Kickstarter, Like, I guess if you're the first one to get whatever package it is, you'll get shirt number one or shirt number two or whatever it is.
Oh, damn.
Oh, that's yeah. crazy. Yeah, Inafune was wearing number 9, so.
Yeah. You'll get his sweat.
Inafune's pit sweat.
Pit sweat.
Here we go.
Thank you for picking the microphone, you dick.
Word.
But yeah, so, I mean, I figure, well, we might as well keep talking about PAX right now, not move on just yet. I got to play both new systems. The Xbox controller is really great for guys like me with small hands. Huber's not going to like it.
Good, so I won't buy one.
You might like it, but it is really tight. Like, it feels really tight.
Then I probably won't like it.
It feels like they did a really good job designing it, but it, like, really sits well in your hands. The PlayStation controller did not feel as good. It's definitely a really nice controller, but it felt big and not in the way that you want in your mouth.
And not in the way that I'm going to like it in comparison to the Xbox One, because...
No, I don't think that it's the way you'd like it, but maybe. I don't know, it just doesn't feel like it's designed very well.
I don't know, I do like big things.
I know you do.
So, I got to play Titanfall.
Oh, how was that?
It was off the chain.
Off the chisel?
I suck at it with the controller, of course, but it was very good.
That's okay, we're going to play it on PC, so fuck y'all.
It was really fun, like, punching robots in a robot.
Did you get your hands on Knack for the PS4?
No.
Damn it.
I played Rezogun.
What? Rezogun?
Yeah, it's,
Oh, that's the one you were, like, super hard on about over the Save Continue emails, hasn't it?
Yeah, I really want to review it because, it's the next game from the guys who did Super Stardust.
Oh, God.
And it's nuts. Like, the boss fight that came up in it was wicked.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Super Stardust was fucking retarded. That was really crazy.
I also played Killer Instinct.
You played Killer Instinct?
Yeah, it's awesome.
How much is it?
Fuck off, Joe!
It feels like a cross between Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat.
Nice.
That's what it looked like, because I was telling Joe I finally watched a video of someone playing it, and it was on, like, a huge IMAX screen.
Oh, yeah, you were telling us last week.
Yeah, like, it was fucking ridiculous.
Your story is rerunning already.
Well, but the... and I mentioned it last week, but, like, did it seem like there was just way too much going on screen to really follow it, or was it better when you were actually sitting in front of it?
You don't even notice the shit going on.
Oh, okay.
It's a fight. When you're playing the fighting game, you're focusing on the fighting, so...
I would hope so.
Tim, did they discuss how much it costs?
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah, there's something about it being only $20.
Shut the fuck up.
How much?
$20.
This is why I have to say to you.
Yeah, no, it was very
Crunch
good.
Cast.
Stop eating chips, you dick.
God damn it.
So what else did you do at PAX? What other games?
What other games did I play?
That's what we asked. What yeah, other games?
That's what we're pretty much interviewing you right now, and you are not helping.
I know.
I played Barkley 2.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he called me about Barkley 2. Barkley.
Oh, is that the sequel to Shut Up Ninja Barkley Gaiden?
Barkley Gaiden. Yeah,
it Barkley Gaiden. Barkley Gaiden. It is the sequel to Charles Barkley Shut Up and Jan Gaiden. Instead of it being a classic RPG this time, though, it is a top-down shooter.
I'm so excited.
Barkley and mixed it with Borderlands.
I'm so fucking excited for that.
They need to hire Charles Barkley for some new voiceovers.
I would shit my pants.
That would be insane if they did it.
I would poop everywhere.
They've been waiting to get sued for years.
I can't believe that they haven't. Like, it blows my mind.
Yeah, they don't understand why they haven't gotten sued yet, but they're like, okay.
Like, we're trying. We're, you know, we can only do so much. They have to, you know, they have to make the steps to sue us, too.
Yeah, we're not going to ask them to sue us.
I saw an extended demo for Spark, which looks really cool.
Oh, Project Spark?
The
Xbox One game?
Yeah, I mean, that looks like Minecraft on acid.
Like Minecraft wasn't already on acid?
Well, they show you how you can basically take a blank slate and create an entire world out of it.
Oh, dear.
Like, if you like creating things at all, this is going to be the definitive.
I'm not a creative person. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I saw the demo at E3, and I mean, the first half, the creation part, wasn't really for me. Like, that's my biggest draw with Little Big Planet. I can't get into the making stuff, but the playing stuff, that intrigued me.
I like making stuff. How could you not like making stuff? Stuff's fun.
I'd rather just play.
Yeah, I guess that's a thing.
I like making babies.
Yeah, that's a thing, too.
That's fun to do.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
It's okay. We'll impregnate you via phone.
I don't even know if he was replying to us.
Give me one second.
Oh, getting his pizza, maybe.
No, he has the pizza.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was already walking up.
Maybe he's talking to a hooker right now.
Maybe. One can hope.
So.
He is in Philly.
Yes.
So.
Okay, I'm back.
Prostitution is, what?
Huh? I didn't say anything.
I didn't play too much else. I waited in line for a few. Oh, I played the Oculus Rift. I got to check that out.
Oh, God. Did you throw up everywhere?
Awesome. It's really weird because I'm eating pizza and it's hard to talk while I'm eating.
Did you throw up from the Oculus Rift?
Oh, no, not at all. I got really into it. Because like, at first I'm like, oh, well, this is all right. Because it wasn't adjusted perfectly on my head. I'm like, this is cool. And then, like, it was a car racing thing. Now, I didn't get to play a game on it. It was a video. They had another line. Or not another line. They had a thing to play Hawken.
Oh, but, oh my God. I would poop.
I didn't get to that one. But when you get yourself in the groove, because you have to kind of, like, not force yourself, but when you're moving in the car, if you really try to, like, focus on what's going on in the game and get yourself into it, it starts to feel like you're moving. I was like, really, really neat stuff. I can't wait to get my hands on one, personally.
What's the what's the first game that you're going to want to play with your Oculus Rift?
Mirror's Edge.
Oh, my God, yeah. That would be awesome.
Oh, my Lord.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know. I've seen some videos of, like, some people having those, it looks like a trampoline with guardrails that you can actually, like, use to run, to do your movement in the game. And this guy with, like, a rifle that's kind of like like the pistol from fucking Duck Hunt that you can actually use to shoot. And you see everything, like, in motion. And, like, if you aim the gun up, then your character aims the gun up. So it's, like, it's really intuitive. I really want to see what Counter-Strike is going to be like that.
Oh, God.
I really do. I think it'd be fucking awesome. Like, could you imagine, like, all right, here's a question for you. Can you imagine esports eventually getting to the point where you see, like, two teams of five people standing on a huge stage and they're all in those kind of get-ups and you see them all running around? Like, I seriously, that would be, like, the funniest thing ever. Like,
nerds on stage.
I think it'd be fantastic. I would watch the shit out of that.
Yeah, so would I.
Like,
that'd be the best comedy on TV.
It really would.
So, Tim, any Nintendo stuff? Did you get your hands on any Nintendo Wii U games? Did you? We didn't talk about this last week because we were a day early, but did you try out the 2DS there?
No, I think the 2DS was behind closed doors. Because I looked for it and didn't find it.
But did you get
Kyle
to see anything?
Played it, so he might have just done some industry stuff and gotten a chance to.
Oh, word. Did you get to...
I had a video pass, so...
Did you get to see anything on Pokemon X and Y?
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
It's Pokemon. It's like all the videos and stuff you see do the same thing.
Well, yeah, but I mean, from what I've seen about it, it looks like it's graphically like much more intriguing. And you can actually do like some customization to your character, from what I understand.
And it's Pokemon.
So I'm excited for it, mainly just because, and I think, to be honest, when it comes to the 2DS, the 2DS is $40 cheaper than the 3DS.
Yes.
And Pokemon, when it comes out, is $40.
Yes.
And the 2DS comes out as the same day as Pokemon.
Yes.
So that's what I think about the 2DS. It's like, kids are like, give me the Pokemons, but you don't have a 3DS. I could just get a 2DS, and look, it's $40 cheaper than a 3DS, so you can buy me Pokemons, and they'll get it. So, that's what I think about Pokemons.
And more the 2DS. Pokemons.
I'm gonna buy Pokemon. I am.
Tim, what's your thoughts on the 2DS?
You're not on Twitter, so you haven't seen the memes I've retweeted, but... I think it's a cool idea. I think the design is interesting. I just wish that they went a step further with it.
Being able to close it?
No, well, I wish they put out a handheld that looked kind of like a cross between what the 2DS is and what a Wii U controller is and made it able to link up to your TV screen.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I think that might be their next step because this, you know... The 3DS is still only 2 years old right now, 2-3 years old. They don't want to kill their 3DS market already. People be like, oh, they're just admitting the 3DS is a failure. I think it's too soon for an entirely new handheld.
Yeah.
But I think a full-on tablet handheld console might be next.
Like
Yeah, because a while ago, I brought this up before, that they merged their home console and portable console development teams. So I'm sure that this is testing the water and moving in that direction.
And don't forget, if you haven't seen the reports on this, the 2DS is one screen.
Really?
It is a giant tablet screen.
I thought it was two.
No, with a piece of plastic framing it out. That's part of the reason it's not clamshell design.
That makes sense.
It's also a lot more durable, so younger kids... You know, they don't have to be as worried to drop the thing and have a hinge snap or something like that.
Yeah, no, I got you. No, I thought when I saw that piece of plastic in the middle, I thought it was two screens.
No, it's actually one solid tablet screen split by the frame, a piece of plastic. Yeah. So I'm curious to see what kind of mods are going to come out of this.
Oh, just take the plastic off and then you've got one giant... Ooh.
Yeah, can you imagine like a homebrew... Getting their hands on the 2DS.
Oh my God.
With like actual Nintendo hardware on there, on board.
Wait, so can you use touchscreen on the top part?
No, they have a different plastic screen over it, so you're not using the stylus on it. But technically the entire thing is a touchscreen.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh, oh lordy. That could be interesting. That could be very interesting.
But the fact that it's more durable, it's cheaper. I mean, I think the 2DS is going to be huge for kids. It's going to get a lot of sales.
I agree.
Didn't you read an article about this?
I didn't, no.
I didn't.
I thought somebody did.
Maybe Kyle did.
Somebody get on that. What do you do?
Maybe doing Kyle a podcast? That's what we're doing.
Yeah, let's do it right now.
That's an excuse. Stop the podcast.
Okay, show's over.
Show's over. Let's let's pause and take a break, and then we'll do that, and then we'll come back.
Show's over. Go home, everybody. Oh, wait, I can't.
And then there was...
you're stuck in Philly.
Don't forget, there was also the Wii U price drop that we missed out last week.
And the Zelda edition.
The Zelda system.
Which is what I'm probably going to buy. Just the gamepad for that one is very similar... Or at least it's reminiscent of the Zelda 3DS, which I had and I loved, but my big hands, I wasn't able to play it. So I have big ogre hands. I can't fucking help that.
Speaking of new systems, there's going to be two more 3DS XL systems coming out.
Fuck off.
Red and blue Pokemon systems.
Fuck off.
Yep.
I was mad enough. Nope. Someone's calling me. Let me turn that off.
Oh, what the fuck, Huber?
Kurt. Kurt's calling me right now. God damn it, Kurt.
Scooch me over. Put him on.
Yeah, let's try and see if we can fit two phones underneath this one microphone. Fuck. What was I talking about? God damn it, Kurt. Oh, yeah, Pokemon. Yeah,
and Zelda.
No, I was pissed off enough once I found out as soon as I bought my 3DS XL, like 2 weeks later, they're like, oh, yeah, here's a black version. You fucking assholes. Like, I was so angry. I'm like, what do you mean there's only a blue and a red? I don't want blue and red.
They had pink.
I'm not getting pink either.
Fuck you. I would have bought pink.
You have a gigantic Pikachu one, which is awesome, by the way.
It is very awesome.
That thing is really cool.
So suck a dick.
No, I'll probably just get like a huge sticker to put on top of it, because I'll never sell it. I'll keep this system until
gigantic
it dies.
Dick sticker.
I should do that.
A fleshlight sticker.
I should do that. That sounds like a good idea.
That sounds like a good one in the corner.
Yeah, so price drop for $50, which, I mean, that's what I was kind of holding out on.
Yeah.
I want a Wii U. Well, and here's the thing, too. I wonder, well, I don't know. I wonder if it's going to be worth it for me to get, because I really want Nintendo Land, just for parties and shit. I don't know. I already played Wind Waker. I don't know if I want to just get an HD version of it. Like,
don't forget, you could get Nintendo Land pretty much anywhere.
Well, I know that.
You could get it probably fairly cheap, given how many people got the deluxe system and traded it in. Getting that Zelda controller?
Yeah, it's different. Yeah.
You can't just go to a store and get that Zelda controller.
Not right now, no.
Yeah. I mean, if you're really not that concerned about Wind Waker, you could always swap your digital one for my physical one when I get it, and trade the physical one in. Get a few bucks back and put it towards Nintendo Land.
I can do that. I might do that. Joe, you're an idea man.
I am an idea man. YOLO.
YOLO.
YOLO. YOLO swag.
YOLO.
YOLO pizza swag. Philly swag.
Pizza Philly,
pizza
YOLO
delicious.
Domino swag.
Actually, it was one of the worst Domino's pizzas I've had in a long time, but it was still delicious.
You got Domino's in Philadelphia. Of course it's going to be terrible.
The first pizza place I called, I'm like, yeah, can I order a small? And she goes, all right, you want a large? And I'm like, no, I'm looking for a small. She goes, oh, we don't have a small. I'm like, well, how much is the large? $13.95. I was like, no, I'm sorry. Like, I'm on a budget right now, so.
I'm on a tight budget.
You can suck my dick.
Suck a ding ding ding.
So, Diablo is out.
Diablo!
And it's not even Diablo anymore. I am so mad.
It's still Diablo.
They fucking re-recorded the voices.
Well, yeah.
And it's not Diablo, it's Diablo.
Yeah, it's Diablo.
It's, like my soul hurts every time that I don't hear Diablo.
It's okay.
Diablo is over here. No, he's not. Diablo is over there. Get your shit straight, Kane.
Diablo.
God damn it, Deckard. You son of a bitch. Get your story
Deckard
straight.
Deckard Kane.
I love that some of the loading screens for the console version, there was one that literally just says, stay a while and listen.
Yeah, I saw that one.
That's it. And the thing that's really crazy is, like, some of the loading screens are spoilers.
Are they really?
I swear to God, I started playing it.
What did you see that was a spoiler?
I'm not gonna say it.
Why? It's in the fucking game. It's a loading screen. Whatever.
Well, because it says, like, you know, like, watch out
okay,
for...
Okay, well, spoiler alert. Diablo 3 spoilers ahead.
Go ahead. They're loading screens, so fuck off.
Pretty much.
There was one that literally says, like, watch out for Belial. He's this, that, the other thing. And there's no mention of Belial up until that point. So you don't even, like, you're not even supposed to know that Belial is even in the game.
Okay.
I was pissed about that. I mean, I already know what happens in the game because I've played through it.
The game is a year old, so.
Yeah, I know. Not for some people. Some people, they're just picking it up now.
Fuck them. Some people just pick up Final Fantasy VII now, and they're like, don't tell me that Aeris dies.
Actually.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, after you already said it.
Like, I give a shit. It's how old.
Well, fuck whatever. Anyways, as far
Titanic
as my
sunk
first
two,
the my first impressions on the console version, I'm having more fun on the console version than the PC version.
It's because they fucking
because they. I understand that. One of the main reasons why I'm having that much more fun with it, and I'm going to be completely honest with you, is there's no auction house.
Yeah.
Honestly, that, and it's, yeah, people could say like, okay, you can go and play through the game without using the auction house, but because the auction house exists, they have to nerf how some items drop. But because there's no auction house, they don't have to worry about that on the console version.
Yeah.
So items drop much better in the console version. And they went on record already saying that it's not quite loot 2.0, but it's kind of like it. Like, some of the drops are much better in the console version, and they've come right out and said that, but they haven't made them really, really, really good like the loot 2.0 version yet. It's going to come in a patch. So they've already started with how some of the loot drops, mainly just because it's a console version, so they did tweak it a little bit for that.
I will say, as a warrior, I'm getting really fucking sick of crossbows dropping.
Well, what the hell is that guy's name? I forget.
Huh?
I think that's the guy's name. The scavenger or something like that. The bow guy.
No.
You don't have him yet?
No. I just beat the Skeleton King.
Oh, yeah, he's coming up then.
Oh.
The Skeleton King.
Stop. You peeking son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
No, and I'll tell you what. I already started messing around with the couch co-op, and the couch co-op is really, really fun. Which
yeah, I was excited for that.
We are not playing the Nudes Diablo with Chris, because when you play locally, all the loot drops for one character because you're all on the same screen. So it's a mad dash to loot, just like how it was in Diablo 2, which is probably why I like it that much more. It's like you're on a couch with a couple other people and everybody's like running to stuff that drops because they're like, eh, fuck you. Like, I'm going to get it before you do. So that makes it fun. It really does. And the fact that you're in the same room as four other, like, you know, well, three other people playing it, and you're all on the same screen, and you're working together as a team. Like, I didn't play Diablo with other people on PC, mainly just because, like, there wasn't too many of my friends that actually, like, stuck around the game like I did. But on console, you can literally have, like, anybody can sit in and kind of pick up, like, the gist of how to go through it, and
yeah,
can sit down and play it for a little bit and enjoy it.
I'm very thankful that it's not a button masher, that you don't have to keep mashing the A button and you could just hold it.
I mash it.
Thank God.
I mash it because that's what you do in Diablo. If you're not hearing a bunch of clicks from your mouse or button presses,
then
you're doing
it wrong.
You
can hear clicks from other buttons, but, you know, I don't want to break my controllers.
Well.
Listen, Crunchcast. We're going to take those chips away from you soon.
Crunchcast.
You can't be trusted.
I can't even hear it. That's funny.
Oh, trust me, you'll hear it on the podcast.
You think Tim listens to the podcast?
I do, not all the time, but I do.
I do.
There was that one.
It depends on what I'm doing. So, like, because I'm usually like working and listening to music or something.
Well, I'm normally grinding levels in Diablo, so that's.
But speaking of the podcast, we have a contest that we should probably move on to.
Yay.
So, our Rock Band contest is coming to a close, and we have three more final entries to read over the emails. So, Chris, since you have the emails today.
Yep, that's true. Yep. Okay, so the first one is from Jacob Garner.
Yep. Sweatpants.
Okay. All right, got it. I'm terrible with names. I'm sorry, Jacob.
You're a dick.
Shut up. Okay. So, what? Five bullet points he's got. So he's got a couple different ideas. First idea is hire the cover band from Rock Revolution to do every single track, which I think
is brutal.
It's hysterical. Because yeah, that cover of what was it? Toxicity or,
yeah,
or
oh, father almost, into your hands? It's, I can
it's
no
bad.
Chop Suey.
Chop Suey. Yeah. It's bad. It's really bad. Don't go and listen to it.
No, go listen to it. Go onto YouTube.
No, please don't.
And check out the Rock Revolution cover of Chop Suey. It is amazingly horrible.
Okay, so second bullet point. Go back to band-specific disc releases and give everyone the Rock Band Winger game that we've all been waiting for, which I can tell you right now, the song 17 from Winger would be very difficult. But it would be fun. Or Down Boys. I think that was them, too. Yeah. Okay. I like Winger. Fuck off. new musical instrument, the pan flute. The pan flute. pan flute. Admit that music is dead. Add auto-tune feature for the microphone. Which, it's fair. Yeah. I can understand that.
Music is dead.
Yeah. Music is dead.
It's just like Tim got auto-tune last week.
Oh, yeah. Did you even hear that or no?
Oh, no. I forgot about it. Because I was at PAX, so I couldn't really do much.
Oh, that's true.
Well, it wasn't the whole episode.
It wasn't the whole episode. I wasn't that much of a dick.
We had fun with you at the end of the show.
Yeah, you have to listen to the end of that one. So look for the Easter egg at the end of the podcast of last week. and then
last... blacked out of my quote.
The last bullet point... for Jacob, is create special Little Wayne edition of Rock Band 4, complete with exclusive instrument fire engine siren.
I really like that idea.
I think it would be much funnier if someone said, like, who, Pitbull or the guy that uses the air horn.
Yeah, that's probably what he's, I don't know, maybe he's referring to that.
I don't know, maybe.
Just get some reggaeton edition. Boop, boop,
boop, boop. That'd be awesome, actually.
Hit the reggae beat.
I would play the shit out of that. Okay, next email. Matt Reese.
Like Buddy Zerum.
Like batteries, but Matt Reese. Bat Reese. use the experience designing the Dance Central series. Rock Band 4 should use the various consoles' motion sensing capabilities to add in an air guitar mode. Sadly, that would work best with Kinect, and many consumers, including me, are looking elsewhere than the Xbox One.
So that's very similar to Pappy's idea from a few weeks back.
Yeah, but his was
more geared towards singers. He's more towards guitar players.
Yeah, yeah. Which, I mean, who doesn't love the plastic guitars, right?
Yeah.
Let's not get rid of those. I like the plastic guitars. Okay, last one for that's new is Tim Ick. Icubis?
Tim Ecubus.
Ecubus? Okay. I got it.
Ecubus.
Incubus? I haven't listened to that band in forever.
I know, right? I swear to God, it's like we're back in the 90s, man. so he's got three ideas.
Drive me crazy.
Oh, you're clever.
It's not very stellar at all.
How about you give me a warning the next time that you use Incubus puns? wow, that got...
Will you just read the email? What are you waiting for? What's a certain you? Shade of green?
God damn!
You are such a megalomaniac right now.
Oh, my God. Anyway, okay. So, first one. I like this idea a lot. So, it's a pay-for-time subscription-based payment model. Let's face it, there was a lot of DLC for Rock Band 2 and 3, and unless you were a super fan like Joe, you could only really afford so much of it. But what if there was a way that you could pay a monthly fee and have access to all of the DLC that you wanted, or maybe you're just having a party and you want to buy access to the whole library for just one night? I think that's a fucking awesome idea. Because then, if you're not going to play it for a while, you know... You could not pay your monthly fee, but if you know you're going to play the shit out of it, then you could just keep paying for it. And
the thing is, other games now are using that model. So
right. It might be a sign of the times.
It's not like a fresh idea.
And but then, it would be new for the game.
Yeah,
so that's,
yeah. And then you have to wonder about the legalities to it, but it is an awesome idea.
I don't know. I don't know how the legalities would work with that. I mean, essentially, wouldn't it be... wouldn't it be similar to a type of thing like how Spotify works?
Well, chances are, like, whatever the library is out there for Rock Band now, none of those songs would carry over because of the wording in the contract. They would probably have to get new contracts and new agreements from every band, which if they're like, if a Rock Band 4 were to come out for next gen consoles, I would assume that they're trying to find a way to carry over that DLC.
Mm.
And if they are
DLC?
BLTs, yeah.
Yes. But
that's
if,
what I heard.
If
no, TLC's the waterfall band.
Yeah. Don't go chasing them.
Yeah.
But if there was a whole new subscription model, that might throw a wrench into the thousands of songs that are already out with legal issues and getting new contracts. I mean, they're losing some songs the way it is because of contracts expiring. So just changing it from buying songs to technically renting songs.
All I'm saying is I like the idea.
It is a cool idea. I really like it.
I like that idea because then I don't have to spend a shit ton on DLC. But then I would probably be... Now, here's the thing. I would tend to think that I would be more likely to play the game more often because I would have a lot more of a library at my disposal without having to pay that much more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just me. I can safely say that I would be a lot more likely to play Rock Band more often with a larger library without having to pay that much more. Just saying.
Yeah. What are his other suggestions?
I think it's fair to say that Rock Band 3 reached the pinnacle of what could be done with the guitar, drum, mic, keyboard, instrument combo. It seems logical that it's time to introduce a new instrument to the fold, but what do you do? Personally, I think it's time for some woodwinds and brass. That's right. Rock Band 4, big band. I think Harmonix could feasibly craft some kind of transformable controller that you could blow into, and possibly reconfigure to emulate the basic shape of a trumpet, trombone, saxophone, and more. Granted, it wouldn't really be Rock Band anymore, but suddenly you can get a lot more play out of genres like jazz, ska, swing, and a ton of other stuff. I'd gladly make an ass out of myself playing a plastic saxophone, which I think is also a cool idea.
And as long as they have a spit valve, I'm on board.
Release the spit valve!
Get a cup.
Tim?
Yeah,
Tim?
That one's my favorite so far. I think that is the... Because it's possible, you could just put a little spinner in a plastic tube and have three buttons on it. Woo! And when you blow into it, it spins and can tell how fast you're blowing, or how hard you're blowing into it.
Like the New Year's Eve, like...
The little party favors.
Yeah.
You have to leave it in there so it makes the sound too, so it annoys the shit out of everybody else trying to play the game.
I like that idea. Real Big Fish Rock Band.
Yeah, it'd be real big. It'd be a compilation of Real Big Fish,
Mighty Mighty Boss Stones, early No Doubt,
Less Than Jake, and that would be fun.
All right, continue on.
And the third one's short but sweet. Rock Band 4, video game rock. Same old Rock Band, except it's all video game soundtracks and cover bands. I'd fucking buy it.
I've been saying forever, I wish Square Enix would jump on board and like get Black Mages into the game, or just license out their songs to have the Harmonix crew do new metal versions of like One Winged Angel, or fucking anything. Otherworld from Final Fantasy X.
A Ninja Gaiden soundtrack. Dude, like, I tell you right now, if someone did, like...
That's not Square Enix, but yeah.
A rock band with, like, the Double Dragon soundtrack and fucking Ninja Gaiden and NBA Jam, Barkley Shut Up and Jam, and, I don't know, a bunch of other ones. I would play the shit out of that. I would.
All right.
Oh, and Marble Madness, that one too.
So we need a winner. I still think my favorite one is the suggestion of using the motion sensor for the singers, so they're not just like lounging on a couch, microphone, and just coming in to get a score. Like,
yeah, but you know what?
They actually have to stand up and get into it.
Now I understand where you're coming from, but the problem that I have with that one,
I want to let you finish, but
yeah, I like where you're going with it, and I like the implementation of it. However, there were a lot of times that I played Rock Band, and I played guitar and had a mic stand, and I sang at the same time. So I would be shit out of luck.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be a mandatory thing. And like, if you're doing multi-instruments, you could put a setting that you don't have to be graded on it.
But
well, yeah, but then that would kind of defeat the purpose of integrating it. Then people would just simply turn it off and then just...
Or shit, the Kinect would recognize that you're also holding a guitar and playing for how good the Kinect is.
I would hope so, yeah.
Yeah, so so it would recognize that you're multitasking.
And then I get even more points.
Yeah.
You but get, that wasn't
you,
in the email.
You get a combo instrument bonus. Well, no, it's just...
Combo instrument bonus.
Yes.
So what if I have that... The drums, I sit behind
drumming
the drum
with
kit.
Your feet.
Right, I could do that.
Okay.
I've done that before.
I really do. I think that would actually be the most plausible idea, too.
My personal favorite is the
subscription idea.
Yeah, I love that idea. I really do. Tim, what's your favorite?
The ska band.
The big band. Well, I mean, to be fair, let's see here. Was it Matt? No, it wasn't Matt.
No, to be fair,
it was Tim.
Two of those ideas were from Tim.
For Tim. So
I think, regardless of the idea, Tim Ecubus is the winner of this.
I agree. He covers the pay for time subscription, and he covers the big band. So Tim and I are happy, and fuck you, Joe.
No, I like I do like the subscription idea. But I think that it's not as plausible as adding the Kinect or iToy functionality. But
see,
I
think it's totally possible with the way that like Spotify has kind of done a lot of stuff with music
but
and
I'm
streaming
talking, like,
services.
Contract wise.
Well, right, but they do that with a lot of games now too. There was that whole thing with PC where you could like if your computer couldn't technically handle.
Oh, here we go. Talking about PC games again.
Fucking Master Race,
right?
Dark Souls 2.
Tim, what was the name of that company or that program where basically you were able to play games
on Live?
Something like that. Where you could play
on
someone else's computer.
Gaikai, which Sony bought Gaikai, and they're going to be using it to put their entire back catalog streamable on the PS4. Eventually.
Allegedly.
Yeah. One day.
One day. But still, I mean, like, I think it's absolutely plausible. I'm just saying. I think it's absolutely plausible. And especially with something that's music-based, with the way that the music industry has been leaning towards, I think it's absolutely the direction that it would probably go to.
I mean, there were rumors that Guitar Hero was going to go to that model before they murdered the genre.
Before they came out with a version, like, every
two months.
Half a year. Yeah.
But, yeah, either way. Tim Ecubus, congrats. You are the winner. And I will email you and we will set this shit up.
Word. What exactly did he win altogether?
He wins
a recap for the people that lost.
Rock Band DLC. I don't recall the exact number, but there's like at least 25 DLC packs there. He's also getting a download code for Rock Band Blitz and a disc copy of Rock Band 3.
So. And I heard he gets a beta test pass to Rock Band 4.
Yeah, we'll see.
We will. You know what, Tim? I will create a version of Rock Band.
You will get the SML Rock Band.
The SML Rock Band edition. It'll basically just be a YouTube video of me showing you how to play power chords on a guitar, and that's it.
It'll be a YouTube of Chris shitting. That's about it.
Onto a drum kit.
Yes.
So, another news too, Joe. Remember that Halo game that came out on Windows Phone?
Yeah.
Did you play that at all?
No.
Okay. I ordered off of Amazon a Microsoft Surface tablet.
Okay.
Because I need something to do something better, more powerful than my iPad to do work on. So I think I'm gonna pull that up and play it. If you guys are interested in seeing it, I'm probably going to do a review on it, too.
Speaking of reviews, I'm going to do a Diablo review.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we know that. Are you doing any reviews right now, Joe?
Nothing right now that I can think of. I don't know if Kyle has something for me, and fuck you, I'm not doing Chaos Code.
You should. You should be the one to do the fighter.
Nope.
So,
kiss my ass.
You could submit your review, and all it would be is whatever letters come up from you bashing your head off the keyboard.
I like this idea.
Fuck you.
I like this idea.
And then you have a number at the end, like 3 out of 10.
That is not fair to the developers.
Hey, at least he gave it a 3 out of 10 instead of a 1.
True.
I haven't played it, so I don't know.
Like,
I know Kyle mentioned Dragon Fantasy Book 2. I don't know if that was just for the site or for me. I the vague wording on it, but yeah, right now I might try doing something for Saints Row because I highly disagree with the 8 out of 10 that Colin
gave.
Yeah,
man, I love that game.
Continue.
That game was awesome.
Like
I mean, I blew through it in 3 days, but
yeah, his review is like it's the top of the genre at this point in the life cycle. 8 out of 10. Yeah, well, Grand Theft Auto's coming out in 3 weeks. Okay, but it's not out now. You can't base your grade compared to something that's not out yet.
I agree.
I don't really think you can compare Grand Theft Auto and Saints Row anymore.
They're so fucking different.
Plus, he said that the game was excruciatingly difficult.
What?
I don't fucking know.
Dude, you have fucking superpowers.
Well, I know.
To be fair, Joe couldn't beat Seth in Street Fighter.
To be fair, you have fucking superpowers. Yeah. Like, all you need to do is, like, stomp your foot and everyone dies.
Goes flying, yeah. I was like, you know, you need to upgrade your weapons and upgrade your powers. He's like, my shotgun was max power. You're fucking using a shotgun in this game?
Well, let me tell you this. The silenced shotgun?
I mean,
Did you max that thing out?
I maxed out pretty much everything.
The silenced shotgun was fucking broken. I actually went through the entire game with just the shotgun because it was that overpowered. Like, I was able to run up to people and one-shot them every fucking time.
Yeah, I mean, like, I did use the shotgun a lot, but when there's a big group of enemies and I'm dying, bust out the fucking singularity gun. Everything disappears. Or the abducto ray. Everything goes up into the sky.
I just stomped my foot. That was my favorite superpower. The
metal
stomp.
The upgraded dubstep gun is as overpowered as I've ever seen a weapon in the game.
Yeah, that was absolutely absurd.
To call Saints Row 4 difficult is just wrong.
Baffling.
Wrong. Not even bad. It's just wrong. It's easily one of the easier games I've played, but it was just so fun. Are there some frustrating parts? Sure. Every game has that. You'll get swarmed by enemies. You have to fight them the fuck off.
Yeah.
That's what you do in games. But it's not at all anywhere near difficult. The only time I can remember dying in the game was like I fell off the side while I was in a mech, and it counted as a death.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That really sucks.
But yeah, and then he said that it was way too glitchy. In my 40 hours playing, it froze up on me twice.
I think my console has a tendency to freeze up, but it froze up on me, like, I think it might have froze up on me, it froze up on me twice. Two or three times, maybe.
Games today, that's not much.
No, it's not that bad.
I've had a lot worse with games. Are there technical issues? Sure. But every game has technical issues because that's the society we live in now where people just push out games before they're fully 100% tested, but it wasn't
Skate 3.
Overly broken compared to other games.
The glitches in Skate 3 make me happy.
To say it was just way too difficult and way too glitchy, and that's why I got an 8, just blows my mind.
Ma'am, that makes me sad. I really enjoyed that game. I'm looking forward to see how Grand Theft Auto is going to be, but I'm not going to get to it for a while. There's other games that I really want to do. I'm saving up Tim.
Diablo?
I'm going to play. I'm going to at least get one character, up to 60 on the console just to before I do my review. So that'll take me like,
A day and a half?
Half a week, tops. I'm going to be really busy this weekend, so. I don't know. We'll see. I have to stay at the house, so. But anyway, I would like to get a couple people together and I want to play Payday 2 because I've never played any of the Payday games. So.
Oh, yeah, I have the first one. First one's good.
Does that have local co-op or is that online?
Payday 2?
Yeah.
Sure.
I would assume that it's online, but if it's on PC, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, because you're.
Yeah,
I was going to say, if you do it on 360, I'll join. Never mind.
Uh-huh.
You only PC game.
Well, I don't pay for gold.
Fucking pay for gold.
I don't want to pay for gold.
You could have gotten two free Dead Rising games, and you didn't.
Yeah, two that I've already played before.
Okay.
About 4 years ago.
You could still keep them forever.
Whatever.
Your gold runs out, and they're still your games forever.
Whatever. Well, I was pissed off, too, because the one for this year... The one for this month was Magic 2014. And then
13.
2013?
Yeah.
Fuck that. 2014's out.
Okay.
So they're not even giving you the new one.
Okay, and the other game is Rainbow Six Vegas.
And?
You can't bitch about not being the most timely release. They gave us Assassin's Creed 2. They're going to be giving us Halo 3.
And?
Cuber's a hater. Haters going to hate.
They're not going to give us a brand new release for this Games for Gold. It's just not going to happen.
That's cool. I'll just get...
Hey,
I'll get all my Steam sales.
Okay, go ahead. Can't play Diablo with me online, man.
Papers, please.
In Europe, you get a free FIFA 14 on your Xbox One.
Oh, shit.
Get what?
You get FIFA 14 for free in Europe if you have an Xbox One.
Yeah, either that or Forza.
See, I wish that they were doing that with Forza here in the States, because I would really like to get a free copy of Forza.
Yeah, it'd be nice, but I think it's just, isn't it just Amazon doing that, giving the free, or no?
No.
Microsoft's giving FIFA to everyone free, but Amazon is doing the Forza bundle.
Yeah.
With the free Forza.
Yeah.
Only really? I've pre-ordered a day one edition. I wonder if I'm getting that then.
No, UK.
No, that's in UK.
Well, maybe I'll move to the UK then and get what I want.
Import one.
Are they region? Are they
no, completely region free.
Hmm.
Games and systems.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Hmm. Hmm. Tim. Hmm.
The problem is I don't know if like it would still be tied to European Xbox Live.
Whatever. Live. Who needs it? Right?
Me.
Gentlemen, I think we should wrap this one up.
All right, go finish your pizza. We'll handle the wrap up from here. So say goodbye, Tim.
I'll see you guys over the weekend.
Wait, what? 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 I didn't catch that.
I ordered Risk Legacy. It will be here tomorrow.
Oh shit! Why did you order it? They actually have it up at the mall in Buckhorn.
I ordered it because I have Prime, Amazon Prime, so I just ordered it yesterday and got it next day.
Or you could have got it the day of.
Yeah, but I can't give them internet Amazon dollars for that.
Okay.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'll see you guys over the weekend. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, so...
So now that fucker's gone...
Oh, come on now. That's not fair. That's not fair.
You're not fair.
I turned his microphone off so we don't have extra feedback.
Feedback.
This is the first time that
we are Timless at the end.
Timless. That's the funniest way to put it. We're Timless.
It's like currently. It's quiet and enjoyable.
What?
It's like that time we had the Animal Crossing cast.
Do you want to have
where it was just us talking for 40 minutes?
Joe, do you want to do a side podcast? We'll just end this one and then we'll do another one that we could have as our own. We'll do it right now and then just record it and then like put it up like Tuesday or something.
We should just not use anything that we just did with Tim.
No, we'll just start it right now.
What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
Oh, God damn it. We can't do that. We just spent an hour talking.
Almost.
I don't have another hour.
I do.
Well, yeah, so do I, but I just...
I totally do. I don't give a fuck.
I'm too lazy.
Oh, come on now. You're sitting here talking. It doesn't require any effort whatsoever. At all.
Yeah, but these chairs are kind of hard and my ass is getting sore.
We could take a break.
Unless you want to come rub my bum.
Gross. We could take a break and come back. I have no problem.
I don't give a fuck.
Joe, what have you been playing? No, seriously, what have you been playing?
Diablo. I've been playing Diablo.
I have as well. So there's that. We'll probably, I don't know if we'll be playing it after this because it's already relatively late.
That's 911.
911.
New York.
I've actually been playing a lot of fighters recently. Super Street Fighter 4, Tekken 6, and Soul Calibur 4. Because Soul Calibur 4 and Tekken 6 was in like a split pack thing that was only like $18.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that. Super Street Fighter, even though I have it with all the DLC on my computer,
mm-hmm.
I was able to get it for like $8 or something stupid nice. Up at GameStop. Which, for the one chick that wanted like some stupid deals or whatever, I don't know if it'll actually still be going on over the weekend, but the last time that I was up GameStop during the course of the week, they have a bin in the middle that it's you buy three games for $10.
Yeah, I saw it was still up there when I was there.
There's, I mean, like, they can't fit all of the games in that little box, so they have a list there.
Yeah.
Pretty much all of the fighting games that I just rattled off were on that list, but it was for PlayStation 3. So if you have PlayStation 3 and you want some fighting games, you could literally get, and there was what? There was a DOA on that list too, I think. So you could get DOA.
Like DOA 4 or something.
Something like that. But Super Street Fighter 4, Tekken, and Soul Calibur, and there's a couple other really good games on that list, three for $10. Yeah. Like, that's not bad at all. Like, just Super Street Fighter alone was $8.
Yeah.
So essentially you can get like two more games for free.
Close, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. So be sure to check that out. But yeah, I've been playing that a lot. We've been getting a bunch of people together and doing fight nights, which we're going to have tomorrow over at my place.
So dicks for everyone, flashlights.
Yeah, get a bunch of people together and have some fighting games and draw out some fucking brackets and go to town, basically. And then Diablo.
I'll just watch.
You could. You're more than welcome.
I don't think I'll compete. I'll just watch.
Jordan plays.
Get my ass. She'll probably beat
Dude,
me.
Jordan was kicking ass in Tekken the other night.
Okay, well then you can't be like, oh, well yeah, well Jordan plays. Because she's fucking winning.
Well, yeah, but...
So you're pretty much slandering her.
Well, no.
With her in the other room.
So
I'm waiting for her to come here and punch you in the face.
When it comes
and
to...
And then challenge you to Street Fighter.
Well, I was just going to say, when it comes to Street Fighter, I'll kick her
and
ass.
And I'm saying this loud enough that I'm hoping she'll listen to me. Come in here and punch you in the face.
No, dude, she's good at Tekken.
So I can watch her punch you in the face.
She's good at Tekken. I still haven't... We haven't played Soul Calibur yet, so I don't know how she works on Soul Calibur. But Tekken, she can hold her own. Street Fighter, she's still learning. I have faith.
I'm not good at anything.
If you play them more, I bet you will.
That's if. That's a big if.
So come over and play them.
I'd rather play other stuff.
Like Diablo?
Oh, I see a shadow. Is it her? Oh, punch him in the face! Punch him in the face!
Don't punch me in the face, please. Yeah,
into the mic.
And she was...
Punch him in the face and then say it in the mic.
And she was... Well, she wasn't drunk. Well, I don't know. Were you drunk?
Wait, we have an extra mic here.
Yeah, come over here. No, seriously. If you're going to talk, they can't fucking hear you.
It was with the intention of being heard by.
Well, that's what you get. There, just...
Talking to the microphone.
About there. Oh, wait, hold on. I have to turn the mic back on. Derp.
Der.
Hold on.
Idiot.
I had it off. There we go. Something like that. I think it should be going now, I believe.
About there?
Am
I peeking?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Some like there. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't even remember what we were... Oh, yeah. So you were like slightly drunk.
I finished a bottle of wine upstairs while watching Korean movies.
What Korean movie?
I don't remember.
Oh, fuck.
Wow, that was... Well, to be fair, she had a bottle of wine, so I don't know if I wouldn't remember what movie I was watching, depending on the wine, so... I'm a lightweight. I have no problem in saying that I'm a lightweight. I have no problem saying that.
So is Ashley.
At all.
That's okay, though.
I'm okay with it. I'm perfectly fine with it.
Cheap date.
I am. I am the cheapest date of all cheap dates.
I know you are.
This is the SML,
Joe knows how it is.
SML No Tim cast.
This is the Timless cast.
Isn't that great?
He's gonna
this
see
is what. Oh, hold on. So this is where Tim stopped. And this is what we started without.
It's going to be like, why the hell is the podcast an hour 45 this week?
Dude, I stopped talking at like 50 minutes in. I don't even understand. Like,
I just, oh, maybe it's just a lot of music this week. I won't listen. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. Oh, come on now. Aww. Wait, speaking of music, did you figure out what music we're having this week yet or not?
I don't know yet.
No?
We'll just fill time.
You will just, we'll just talk more? I have no problem talking more.
Well, you were talking about games we're playing. Something else I've been playing recently. It's been like my side game for the past few months. Sleeping Dogs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I came over the one night and you were like beating up zombies or some shit.
Yeah, I was playing that. I kind of wanted to do that for my February games.
February
game? The February 4. We did the 4 games from our backlog.
I wasn't around for that.
Really? You weren't there the entire month of February?
Well, I might have heard one, but I wasn't participating.
You didn't participate in one episode.
I didn't participate more than you think, actually.
But anyway, it's kind of been in my backlog for a while, and I'm like, you know what? It's taken up a lot of hard drive space because they had a week of sales on Xbox Live where all the DLC was like dirt cheap. And the problem with their DLC is all the patches for the game, they deliver in the DLC. The problem is every bit of DLC has all the patch data. So something that should be like an extra 2 gigs of DLC, my folder is like 13 gig.
Oh my God. That sucks. I'm sorry to hear that.
Because it has so much overlapping data. So I've been trying to go through and play the game just so I could delete it off my hard drive and finish it. And it's just something where I'll just keep coming back to. Like, I'll play it here, and then something else will come out. And then I played Saints Row, and I'm like, I want to play some more open world game. Oh, Saints Row 2's on my hard drive, but Sleeping Dogs is. Let me play that some more. So I did the two of the DLCs on that were just full-on side story expansions. So I did those, got all those achievements. Now I'm trying to go back through the actual game now.
You've been achievement whoring.
For all my life.
Well, yeah, but, you know, there'd be times that I would come over to hang out and I would just be getting you achievements.
That's fun to do.
Listen. Listen, goddammit. I never asked for this.
Never asked for this backlog?
No, I didn't, actually. I'm curious before we sign off, whenever we're going to sign off, because I just...
Whatever. YOLO.
YOLO. YOLO swag. on a scale of 1 to Diablo, how... no, I'm serious. On a scale of 1 to Diablo, how addicted are you to Diablo right now?
What? What about Saints Row 4?
No, all right, here we go. On a scale of 1 to Saints Row 4's clusters... Seriously, on a scale of one to Saints Row 4.
I'm not too super addicted to Diablo yet.
Really?
The reason is this is all stuff I played on the PC already. Like, I'm just replaying it through.
Did you play all the way through?
Not all the way through.
And...
Like, I don't even remember how far I got through. The last part I really remember is you're, like, in the castle, running along the castle walls that's under attack.
Which castle?
I don't fucking remember.
Okay.
I was maybe like halfway through the game, if I had a guess.
There's 4 acts.
I don't remember. YOLO. What?
Oh,
what?
You know what? I think you would be at the start of Act 3, probably.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just killed the Skeleton King right now. I am going to play it some more because I enjoy the game, but I'm not like, oh my God, I need to go play it right now.
Well, I mean...
Like, with the clusters, I was like, you know what? Let me get one more cluster because it's right over there. And then, oh, wait, there's another one there.
See, that's how I am with Diablo.
Oh, wait, there's another one there.
I'm like, oh, well, I'll just finish this quest. And then as soon as I finish it and I start the next one, I'm like, yeah, but the quests aren't that long. I'll just do another quest. Just one more level.
I think I would be a lot more addicted to it if there were a lot more side quests.
There are. You have to find them.
Like, will they show up as marks on the map, or do you just have to randomly talk to people?
You run into them. There's a lot of side quests that you have to, like, start the game up and see if they randomly generate.
Oh, yeah. I found the one in the cemetery where, like the lady's bones in the one crypt, like stuff like that.
Oh, the Jar of Souls.
I don't remember.
I know what you're talking about, though.
That you have to collect the lady's souls when you're in the cemetery.
All right. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I'm talking like villagers have stuff for you to do, like MMO quests. If there was shit like that, would keep me addicted. I know it's not Diablo. I'm just saying, like in Final Fantasy 14, there's something I was heavily, heavily addicted to because I'll go to a new area and be like, ooh, there's some quests here. All I have to do is kill this, and go back. And then, oh, wait, he has another one. Kill this, go back. Oh, wait, he has another one. They have someone over here.
So why don't you play Rift?
Because it's a PC game.
Why don't you play
Final Fantasy 14?
Because not only does it require me to purchase the game, but it requires me to pay for the subscription.
Play it for a month.
I'm not going to pay extra for a game that I'm only going to play for a month.
Okay, well then don't pay extra. Just pay the $30, play it for a month. And if you like it, pay $15 and play it for another month. And if you're still having fun...
Does it give you a month of live?
Huh? It's not on Xbox.
Oh, it's on PlayStation.
PlayStation and PC.
Can I play with you from a PC?
That's actually the reason why it's not on Xbox, because Microsoft didn't want to allow that. They didn't want Xbox people to play with PlayStation and PC.
They don't play nice.
Even though Final Fantasy XI, you can.
Those sons of bitches.
Yeah. But that's the main reason why Final Fantasy XIV isn't on the 360 or the Xbox One.
So is it safe to say that your opinion of Microsoft is that they are fun suckers? I just like using the term fun suckers.
You just love sucking things. So
fun suckers.
Okay, I think we do have to wrap it up, though, because Ashley's about to get into cookie baking mode.
Cookies.
All right, music this week, since Tim made a big deal about hanging out with Danny B, the guy who did the music for Super Meat Boy.
And A-Rival.
We've played A-Rival so many times.
That's because he's our bro.
Yes, he is. But how about we play some Super Meat Boy?
I've never played Super Meat Boy.
I've heard some
really great things about it.
You should play it. So, music, we're doing some Super Meat Boy from Danny Baranowski, because he's a pimp.
He has a
gigantic fucking beard.
I thought you were going to say something completely different.
cookies.